The Mythmakers by Donald Cotton. Episode 3, Death of a Spy.
That was the name she called herself when we found her. And she recognized him, too. Since he's a Greek, what more proof do you need that she's a spy? Guard! Kill her! Kill her!
No! No!
Since when have you given orders to the military? I am in command here.
Of everything except your senses.
I am a present officer commanding all Trojan forces. And I will not tolerate interference from a fortune teller of notorious unreliability.
How dare you? I am High Priestess of Troy.
All right, then get back to your temple before you give us all galloping religious mania. Oh, really, Father, I can't tolerate another of her tedious tirades at the moment.
Father, do you hear him?
Yes, it's quite refreshing. It seems there's a man lurking behind that flaccid facade, after all.
I do wish you'd refrain from patronizing me in front of the prisoner.
The prisoner? Oh, that's it. One pathetic prisoner, and he thinks he's Hercules. Your success has gone to your head.
Just before you start sneering at this prisoner, perhaps you should know that his name is Diomede. But if you look in the Greek army list, you'll see he's quite a catch.
Which none but you could have caught, O Lion of Troy.
What was that?
Well, there you are, you see. Right, go on, go on. Tell them, Diomede.
We fought. I lost. I'm not ashamed. There is none in all our ranks who could stand against the wrath of Paris when he seeks revenge.
Very good. Very good, yeah. There you are. You see, I'm treated with more respect by the enemy than I am by my own family.
They don't know you as well as we do.
Perhaps better. And perhaps the time has come for you to start revising your opinions,
you
sister.
You forget one thing. Your prisoner and that girl have clearly met before.
Oh, why won't you let me explain that? It's really all quite simple.
Yes, I'm sure it is. But Paris claims Diomede here as a Greek prisoner. And Cassandra claims that you are a Greek spy.
And a sorceress.
Yes. Quite. After all, you do claim to know the future.
Yes, but don't you see...
Hush, my child. This war with the Greeks has been going on for 10 long years. And frankly, we are very bored with being penned up here. Now, if you are what you really say you are, as a pledge of good faith to us, you must either give me information that will lead to our speedy victory, or use your supernatural powers to turn the tide of battle in our favor.
But suppose I don't. Suppose the Greeks win.
You will be burnt. As a sorceress, a false prophet, and a spy.
Well, as one of them, anyway. But I have every confidence in you, Cressida. And I will give you one whole day to decide which to do.
One day?
Yes. But... till tomorrow evening, to be precise. Now, if you have no objection, I think they ought to be taken away.
Oh, yes, yes, I think that's all. Very fair.
Where are they taking us?
To the dungeons. And don't worry, you'll find them quite comfortable. I often spend an hour down two there myself when I've got tired of things up here.
How long do you intend to keep us there?
Till you rot.
Oh, well, really, Cassandra, though that may be true in your case, Diomede. But I trust Cressida will join us before tomorrow evening.
Oh, yes, yes, right. Guards, take them away.
The doctor is hard at work at a makeshift desk in the Greek camp when Odysseus comes looking for him.
Oh, doctor!
You have one day left. What progress are you making?
Considerable.
Yeah. Now, you just take that for a moment. Now, pay attention, please.
With the air of a magician, the doctor folds a piece of parchment into a paper aeroplane.
What is it?
Well, what does it look like? A flying machine.
Looks like a parchment dart to me.
My boy makes these to annoy his tutors.
Excellent. Since you're so familiar with this project, then it's so much easier for me to talk to you. Come along, come along.
Now, of course, you realize that we can build a much larger one capable of carrying a man.
Hmm? I suppose so. What good would that be?
Oh, think, my dear Odysseus, a whole fleet of them. Carrying a company of soldiers over the walls and into Troy.
Hmm? How would we get them into the air?
Catapults.
Catapults? That sounds like a vulgar oath to me. I must try it on Agamemnon. Catapults.
Nonsense. A catapult is... Well, you could make one for yourself out of strips of oxhide and secure both ends and then stretch it out like a bowstring.
Hmm? I see.
Hmm? Then you pour water over it, let it dry in the sun, and what happens then?
Hmm? It begins to smell.
Never mind that. It shrinks. Now, allow me to demonstrate. You place the flying machine thus, as you would an arrow, in a bow and let it go.
What happens?
The machine flies in the air with a soldier clinging to its back.
Yes, well, here's one soldier who's doing nothing of the sort.
Agamemnon, then.
Yeah, that might be quite an idea.
Thank you. I thought you'd like it.
Agamemnon wouldn't do it, though.
Oh, why not?
He'd object most strongly. We'd have to think of someone else.
Well, anyone could do it for that matter. I mean, even a child could operate it.
I'm very glad to hear you say that, Doctor, because I intend to build this flying machine.
Excellent, excellent.
And you shall have the honor of being the first man to fly.
If you hadn't called me Vicky, we wouldn't be here now.
You called me by my name first.
Oh, because I was surprised to see you. I can't think why you disguised yourself as a Greek anyway.
I disguised myself so that I could rescue you.
You succeeded beautifully. Thanks. Die, Omedy.
Oh, look, be fair. How was I to know that you'd managed to get round King Clive?
You might have guessed I know how to take care of myself.
Uh-huh.
Why couldn't you have disguised yourself as a Trojan? It would have been far more sensible.
I haven't got a Trojan uniform. If you're so clever at looking after yourself, you'd better start thinking of a way to get out of here. And fast.
What do you mean, fast?
Yesterday, the doctor was given 2 days to capture Troy. And if I know him, he'll probably succeed.
Well, that's all right then. We should be rescued.
Rescued? You'll be lucky. But may I point out that in the 1 day that the doctor now has left, you have to think of a way of saving the city and defeating the Greeks.
Oh. I thought of it like that.
Oh, well, you'd better start. Because I don't think Cassandra's going to wait until the city falls before she gets rid of you.
Paris wouldn't let her do that. Neither would Troilus.
Troilus?
Paris's younger brother. He likes me. I like him.
Oh, I don't think that's going to matter much when the city starts to burn. Now, come on, start thinking. It's you against the doctor now.
Oh, Stephen, what can we do to stop him? Do you know what he was planning?
Oh, I've no idea. I suggested a wooden horse. He said that was something Homer made up.
What was that?
Some fool throwing stones at us. Probably stirred up by Cassandra.
Except for her, they were all quite friendly to
Vicky, him. It's the Cyclops!
What?
The servant of Odysseus! Look, the Cyclops! Can you understand me? Tell them. Tell them that I found our other friend. Yes? That they mustn't attack Troy. That's it, the city. They mustn't attack Troy until the day after tomorrow. Uh-huh. Otherwise, we'll both be killed. This girl and I. You understand?
I'm glad he thinks that's funny.
Tell the old man.
Christopher, what's going on?
Oh, Troilus.
What were you doing?
And nothing. Just watching Diomede examining those things in there.
What are you doing up there?
Just admiring the view. It's a very handsome square up here.
Perhaps, but you're supposed to sit in your cell and be quiet.
You weren't talking to him, were you? You're not supposed to.
No, I was just watching.
I brought you some food.
Oh, thank you. I thought I'd been forgotten. You can tell me what's going on while I eat.
I'm not allowed to talk to you.
Why not?
I'm on duty.
Can't you even...
I'm sorry, Cressida, but I must obey orders.
Vicky sits down sullenly and begins eating.
Mmm, this is very good. Would you like some? Go on. Try some.
Well, actually, I have already eaten.
Back in his tent, Odysseus watches as the doctor paces back and forth.
Well, you keep still.
I'm thinking.
Well, think sitting down. Now, you said your plans were ready. I've got half a company of men standing by to make this machine of yours.
Dismiss them, then.
What? You have very little time left, Doctor.
Oh, I'm quite well aware of that, but I'm afraid this machine isn't going to work.
You mean you're too frightened to fly it yourself?
No, it isn't that. Not at all. I've made a mistake in my calculations.
A mistake?
Mm. Yes, I'm afraid we must face up to it, Odysseus. The man was never meant to fly.
Wasn't he, though? Well, that seems to me a great shame. If your machine won't work, Doctor, I propose to fly you without it.
What do you mean?
Simply this, that my catapult is ready, and it seems a great pity to waste it. Now, you have failed me, therefore you are expendable. I propose to fire you over the walls of Troy.
But I have another idea. And a much better one.
It had better be, well...
Have you ever thought of a horse,
Is that supposed to be funny?
It should be a huge horse, about 40 feet high.
What good would that be?
We build it hollow, and we fill it with soldiers and leave it on the sandy plain for the Trojans to capture it.
And it's just possible that the Trojans will come out and take the horse back into the city.
And the Greeks pretend to sail away.
Yes, that's quite an idea, Doctor.
No, of course not. It was just that Cassandra went on so about your being a witch.
You thought I might put a spell on you?
No, of course not. I'd like to see you try it. You're not a witch, are you?
Of course not. Do I look like one?
Well, no, but then I've never met one. Look here, I shouldn't be talking to you like this. What are you laughing at?
Well, you're not in the war, are you? You're far too young.
I'm 17, next birthday.
Well, that's hardly any older than me. You shouldn't be killing people at your age.
Well, between you and me, I don't honestly enjoy killing at all. But I love adventure.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Odysseus and the doctor visit Agamemnon with their plan to seize Troy.
Well, what is this idea of yours?
Well, it's all perfectly simple.
Nonsense! Show them the plans, Doctor. It's quite revolutionary. What do you make of that?
A horse. Isn't it?
Well, Menelaus. But what sort of horse? That's the point.
A big horse.
Exactly, a very big horse.
Is this some sort of...
A horse is at least 40 feet high.
Oh, but horses don't grow as big as that. Do they? I mean, even the great horse of Asia that the Trojans worship.
Now you're beginning to get the point. Horses don't grow that high. No. The great horse of Asia does not exist, therefore we are going to build one for the Trojans as a sort of present.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
We build it of wood and we build it hollow. Then we fill it with a picked team of soldiers.
But then what do we do?
You take to the ships and sail away. Make the Trojans think you've all gone.
Excellent. Now, that is a good idea.
You all come back again, of course.
Why is there always a catch in it?
None of this must happen before nightfall.
Now, Achilles will take his myrmidons and hide out upon the plain.
I thought you said the best warriors would be in the horse.
So they will be. I shall be there with my Ithacans. My Ithacans and the doctor, of course.
That wasn't part of the plan.
It is now. I've just thought of it. I'm standing no more nonsense from you, Doctor.
That will not be necessary. I shall only get in the way.
You'd better not do that. Now the rest is up to the Trojans. They see that we have gone. They see their great horse upon the plain, which has descended from heaven to drive us away.
And then they drag the horse into the city.
Are you sure? Suppose they set fire to it.
Oh, well, that is a calculated risk, but somehow I don't believe they'll want to destroy one of their own gods.
Yes, but once they have the horse inside, won't they close the gate?
Of course they will. But during the night, we shall leave the horse, open up the gates to let you all in again. What more do you want?
A drink.
There, I've finished. That was lovely.
Then, I'd better go. I've stayed here far too long as it is already.
Oh, but, aren't you going to take some food to Diomede?
Why?
Well, perhaps he's hungry, too.
But he's a Greek. He deserves to be hungry.
Well, perhaps so, but you can't let him starve.
He won't starve. The guards will throw him a scrap or two later on.
Well, that's a very nice attitude, I must say.
Look here, is this Diomede a particular friend of yours?
A very good friend, yes.
Well, I don't see how you can be friends with a Greek.
Oh, look, Troilus. When you come from the future, you make friends with a lot of people, and he's one of them.
I see. But he's not in any way special.
No, why do you keep on?
Well, because that's what that's what the others were worried about.
Oh. Yes. Well, all right. You can tell them to stop worrying and let us out.
Yes. Yes, I will. But I don't suppose anyone will take any notice.
Well, do your best anyway.
Naturally. I'll let you know what happens. Perhaps I can come back later on, if there's any news, that is.
Well, you know where to find me, don't you? I mean, I don't expect I should be going out or anything.
I suppose not. Well, goodbye for the present, then, Cressida.
Bye, Troilus.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I don't see why. At least I've done something towards getting us out of here, which is more than you have.
And what chance have I had?
Anyway, I thought it was rather nice.
Oh, you made that painfully obvious. I think you might at least have had the decency to have saved me some food.
Vicky takes some food from her pocket and hands it over.
Thanks.
The guards are sending you some scraps later. Troilus said so.
Troilus.
You know, Stephen, I think I could get to be quite happy here in time.
I hate to remind you, but time is the one thing we just haven't got.
But you said you'd sent a message to the doctor.
Yeah, well, I think I have. It's hard to tell with the Cyclops. In any case, your new boyfriend came in before I finished telling him everything.
Well, let's hope he did understand.
Yeah, and let's hope he got out of Troy safely. Otherwise, we're in trouble.
Outside the city, Paris and his soldiers see Cyclops trying to leave.
Hold or I shoot! Identify yourself! Speak!
Cyclops cannot answer.
Who are you?
One of the soldiers throws his spear and Cyclops falls to the ground.
Oh, confound you. Why did you have to do that? The poor little fellow probably never meant any harm. Well, now we shall never know who he was.
Well, Doctor, that's our war horse and a half for you. That's something like a secret weapon. Better than half a dozen of your tracked frame flying machines.
Yes, I only wish I shared your confidence.
Oh, what's the matter with you?
Have you no faith in your own invention?
No, Odysseus, it isn't that, but I just didn't like the look of those fetlocks. They no safety margin at all.
Well, they haven't got to last forever. After all, we're not building one of the wonders of the world, are we? As long as that horse gets us into Troy, it can collapse into a mare's nest for all I care.
Suppose it collapses whilst we're all in it, hmm?
Then we shall all look very foolish indeed.
Yes, and I've no wish to be made a laughing stock.
Not another word, Doctor. To coin a phrase, you are coming for a ride.
In the cells, a guard brings a plate of scraps for Stephen. As the guard turns to leave, Stephen jumps him and knocks him to the ground. At the door, Stephen finds himself facing four spears. Helplessly, he watches as the fallen man gets up and leaves the cell, slamming the door behind him.
I told you strong-arm tactics wouldn't work.
The wooden horse is now on the plain, with the Doctor, Odysseus, and a number of Ithacan soldiers inside. The Doctor sits by the open hatch, peering out into the darkness.
Odysseus, come here, quickly!
What is it now, Doctor? On my soul, you're making me as nervous as a Bacchante at her first orgy. Why don't you try and get some sleep?
I never felt less like sleep in my life. I thought I saw some movement down there.
I hope you did. That's the whole point of the operation, is it not? Pretty lot of fools we look if We come here and nobody takes a damn bit of notice of us.
I think I ought to warn you that I've given second thoughts to the whole of this scheme, and I think it's better we turn round and go back before it's too late. Get out of my way.
Now, look, Doctor, will you be still?
Yes.
I suggest, Doctor, that if you cannot sleep, you start counting Trojans.
Here they come now.
Across the plain, a column of Trojan soldiers carrying torches advances towards the wooden horse. The following morning, Troilus rushes to wake Vicky in the cells.
Cressida, wake up! You must come quickly.
What's the matter?
The Greeks have gone!
What do you mean?
Well, the whole fleet has sailed. And now there's not one to be seen. They've all gone home. The war's over.
Oh, Troilus. Are you sure they've all really gone?
Well, Paris has gone out now to make sure, but what else can it mean? Well, come and see for yourself.
Are you really seeing me?
Well, naturally, Father's terribly pleased with you.
It's nothing to do with me.
Well, he thinks it was, and that's the main thing. He's saying that you've brought us luck, as he always said you would. Cassandra's furious about it. She hates you more than ever now.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that doesn't matter. She's completely discredited. If even the end of the war can't cheer her up, she's not worth bothering about. Well, come on. Father wants to thank you himself.
Yes. Oh, what about Diomede?
Who?
Diomede.
Yes. What about Diomede? You think that you can fight the whole of Troy on your own?
I don't want to fight anybody.
Well, that's just as well. You're the last of the Greeks now. Your friends have all sailed home without you.
Well, come on.
Troilus leads Vicky from the cells, leaving Stephen alone.
Absolute silence, everyone.
Yes, but I
think... Include you, Doctor.
The horse jolts violently as the Trojans begin to haul it towards the city.
Well, at this time, Troy will be destroyed.
Troilus escorts Vicky to see King Priam.
Come on in, Cressida. Come in, both of you. Has Troilus told you the news?
Yes, it's marvelous, isn't it? I'm so pleased.
Pleased, I should just say you are. You did it.
I...
Oh, yes, you did. I don't know how, but that's your own business, I suppose. Now, why on earth couldn't you tell us this was going to happen? You would have saved yourself all those hours in the cells and us a great deal of worry.
She didn't tell you because it's some form of treachery. Don't trust her, Father.
Oh, stuff and nonsense. Oh, go and feed the sacred serpents or something. If you can't be pleasant at a time like this, Cassandra, I don't want to see you. Paris, have the Greeks really gone?
Every last one of them, or so it seems.
There you are, Cassandra. I told you so. Do, for goodness sake, smile.
But, more important, I think I've just found the great horse of Asia.
You've done what?
Something uncommonly like it, anyway.
What on earth are you talking about?
The great horse of Asia. Standing all by itself in the middle of the plain, about 40 feet high and made of wood.
Whereabouts in the middle of the plain?
Near the Grecian lines. Look, you can just see it from here.
Great heavens! I do believe you're right. It is the great horse of Asia.
It's an omen. An omen of disaster.
What
was that? Yes, ask her. Go on, ask her. She knows what it is. It's our doom. It's the death of Troy brought upon us by that cursed witch.
Now, understand me, Cassandra. I will not have one word said against that horse.
And neither will I against Cressida.
Will you not? Then woe to the house of Priam. Woe to the Trojans.
I figure a bit late to say woe to the horse. I've just given instructions to have it brought into the city.